Some people pointed out to me yesterday that outside of the dining room in camp, there are no paper towels, and a lot of times you have to wash, and the camp has installed air dryers to wash rather than paper towels. The reason they did this is probably for cleanliness purposes. If there are paper towels, they'll end up all over the place, and it's a big mess. Also, it's much less expensive because you have to keep on buying paper towels. You only buy an air dryer once. And also because they wanted to give me a 10-minute halacha shiur topic to talk about. So we're going to discuss whether one can be yotzei netilas yadayim if you use air dryers after washing. So the question really boils down to, why is drying the hands an important element of netilas yadayim? Why do we have to dry our hands after netilas yadayim? Your hands are tamei, whatever that means. You wash them, they're no longer tamei, so you can eat. Why do you have to dry your hands? There are three reasons given by Rishonim as to why it is that we dry our hands after netilas yadayim. The first one is a very technical hilchos brachos reason. Generally speaking, when you do a mitzvah, you say a bracha on the mitzvah, and the kol mitzvahs kulon mevarchen alein over l'asyasin. The Gemara Maseches Pesach, Maseches Sukkah, elsewhere tells us that whenever you're making a bracha on a mitzvah, you're always supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. But the minag by netilas yadayim is to say the bracha after we wash our hands, not before we wash our hands. So Tosfos in the first paragraph of Maseches Pesach, Dav Zayin and Beis, and the Rush over there in Siman Yud, write that sometimes the hands aren't clean when we need to wash them, and therefore we're unable to make a bracha. For example, a person goes to the bathroom, he cannot make a bracha before he washes his hands. So since there are circumstances where you can't make a bracha before washing your hands, as a low plug, we say, okay, always make the bracha after you wash your hands, for just in case you're going to come to make a bracha in those circumstances where you're not allowed to make the bracha before you wash the hands. So therefore, we make the bracha afterwards. But still, isn't this a violation of Kol HaMitzvos Kulon Mevarchen Alein Ovel HaAsyasin? You're supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah? How are we allowed to make the bracha afterwards? So the Rishonim write that the nigul is still part of the mitzvah. The drying of the hands is still part of the mitzvah. So as long as you make a bracha before you dry the hands, it's still considered that you're making the bracha of las yasan because you're making the bracha before you dry the hands. So drying is a critical part of the mitzvah. Now, thinking along the lines of the air dryers, if this were the reason, then it may require a proper niguv. Maybe air isn't enough. If niguv, if the act of drying is part of the mitzvah, then maybe one should actually have to physically dry their hands and not just leave them there to be dried on their own. Now, is this really a din l'chadchila that one is supposed to make the bracha after netilas yadayim, or is this just an explanation of minhag Yisrael that for whatever reason people started doing this and post facto we had to explain the minhag? So that's actually machlokas. The Torah writes that we should only say the bracha val netilas yadayim after we wash our hands. So Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about? I understand the Baal HaTosfos wanted to explain why people make a mistake and they make the bracha after, and he wanted, Baal HaTosfos was such tzaddikim, they wanted to defend the minhag of Klal Yisrael. But that's not right. The right thing to do, says the Beis Yosef, is to make a bracha before you wash netilas yadayim, unless, of course, you just went to the bathroom. But in a regular meal situation, to make the bracha before. In fact, Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter makes the bracha val netilas yadayim before he washes his hands, based on that Beis Yosef. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that really the Chachila one is supposed to do. And for when the Rambam, in the sixth paragraph of his brachos, talks about the bracha val netilas yadayim, he says, you make a bracha on val netilas yadayim, just like you make a bracha on any mitzvah. Makes it sound like there's no special rule of val netilas yadayim being made afterwards. But the Torah seems to assume that the minhag Yisrael is correct, and that because the niguv is an ikar part of the netilas yadayim, we're allowed to make the bracha, and maybe even should make the bracha after the netilah before we dry our hands. That's one reason why drying the hands is important. A second reason why drying the hands is important is the Torah writes in Siman Kuf Mem Ches in Or Chaim, Shalo L'tamei Ha'ochlin, that the Gemara says in Maseches Sota that someone who eats B'li Niguv Yadayim, someone who eats without drying his hands, is Ki'ilu Ochel Lechem Tamei. It's as if he's eating Tamei bread, because the water that goes on his hands with the netilah is going to become tame from his hands, so you don't want him to be metame the bread with that water touching the bread. So therefore, you have to dry your hands, get all that tame water off of your hands, and then you'll be able to eat the bread. That's what the Torah writes. And Mishabura points out in Sivkat Maimvav, in Siman Kof Memches, that if you use the revius on each of your hands, then there's no concern for Tumah. Then the assumption is if you use the revius of water, a substantial amount of water, on each of your hands, then the assumption is that all the water, the Tameh water from the first Netilah has been washed off anyway, and you're not left with any Tameh water on your hand, and then this concern wouldn't exist. There would be no problem. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kof Memches, Sif Yud Gimel, that Niguv is really unnecessary if you used enough water from this perspective. So that's the second reason, not to be mitame the food, but that reason would only apply if you use a very small amount of water. Then there's a third possible reason why we have to dry our hands. As I mentioned, the Gemara in Sota Daf Dalet tells us that when one does not dry his hands, it's as if he's eating lechem tame. So Rashi over there explains, what does lechem tame mean? He says sometimes the word tame means ritually impure, but sometimes the word tame means something that's just disgusting. We use the word tame to mean something that's gross. So says Rashi that a davar mius is called tame, the implying that the iser is not that you're going to be metame the bread, not that niguv is a critical part of netil sidayim. It's disgusting to eat soggy bread with wet hands. You're going to make all the bread all soggy. It's going to be gross, and dirt is going to stick to your hands when it's wet, and it's going to get on the bread. It's just going to be disgusting, and a person shouldn't eat disgusting food. So that's the third reason why drying hands is so important. Halacha l'maisa, what are we paskin? So first of all, in terms of the timing of the bracha, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Chesiv Yud Aleph that we're supposed to say the bracha before washing, that we're allowed to say the bracha before washing. Bir Halacha discusses whether that's a l'chadchila or not, but the minig is that we say the bracha after we wash so that our hands are already clean. And the Ramah adds, and one of the reasons that the reason that we say the bracha after we wash is because reason number one, the drying is an ikar part of the mitzvah. The drying is still part of the mitzvah, so it's still called overlas yasa. And that's what the Ramah writes. When it comes to drying the hands, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chesiv Yud Beis says that a person should dry his hands very well, and if he doesn't dry his hands well, it's ki'ilu ochel lechem tameh. It's as if he's eating tameh bread. And the Mishabur in Sivkat Memvav says both reason number two and reason number three why it's important to dry, both the reason of tumah and the reason of cleanliness. And he notes that we're machmir like both deos. We're machmir for both opinions, and therefore, even if you use more than a revius of water where you have no concerns of tumah, still you should dry your hands because of reasons of cleanliness. Even if your hands are pretty much dry, but not totally dry, so it's not enough moisture to transmit tumah, still you should dry your hands completely in order to satisfy the concern of cleanliness. Mishabru adds in Sivkat Mem, hey, you're not supposed to dry your hands with your clothing, because if you dry your hands with your clothing, it's kasha l'shikcha. For some reason, the assumption is that that will cause a person to forget things, to become forgetful if he dries his hands with his clothing. That's just an aside. So now let's bring it back. Now that we know that there are these three reasons that we have to dry our hands, the reason of that drying is part of the mitzvah, and that's why we make the bracha after the netilah, that's why we're allowed to make the bracha after the netilah. The reason of tumah, that we don't want to be mitame the bread. And the reason of mius, that it's disgusting to eat our bread with wet hands. So what about air drying hands? Now, air drying can come in two forms. One form of air drying is you don't have a towel, you don't have paper towels, you don't have anything to dry in, you don't want to dry in your clothing because that you don't want to become forgetful if you do that. So you just like shake your hands out or just let them dry, wait it out until they dry on their own. That's one type of air drying. The other type of air drying is what we have over here, where you have the actual air blowers, I don't know what they're called, and you and it blows on your hand to actually dry it quickly. So let's take one at a time. First of all, in terms of just letting them dry, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in Sif Yud Zayin and Siman Kuf Memches, says not to let them air dry because the rubbing of the towel is mitaharon biyoser. That when you actually wipe it with a towel, that's really mitaher them even more. So what does that mean, mitaharon biyoser? So at first, it's hard to imagine that that's a din in tumah and tahara, that a towel would make an ounce of difference in terms of tumah and tahara, but the truth is, that's what it sounds like he's saying. It sounds like he's not even talking about the issue of cleanliness. which you would have thought is what he meant, that when you dry it really well with a towel, that really cleans it up well. Sounds like if you look in the Shulchan Harav, that's not what he's saying. He's talking about Tara. The way the Rabbi Tzal Stern, the Chuvas Betzal HaChachma, Chayel Dal Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, explains is that when you air dry them, it won't entirely wipe the tameh water away because some of it will become absorbed back in your skin. As opposed to when you wipe it off with a towel, you're taking all the tameh water off of your hands. So it's mitaharan biyoser. The Chazon Ish in Simen Chafei Sivkat Nyud says that you can let them air dry. There's no, in terms of tumah v'tahara, in terms of mius, as long as they end up dry, it's okay. As long as the hands end up at the end of the day being dry, it doesn't make a difference. And now, if you hold though reason number one that the niguv is the gemar netila, it doesn't seem that air drying would be a good idea, because if you hold that drying is part of the process of netila, and the whole reason you're allowed to make a bracha after the netila is because you're still going to do part of the ma'aseh netila when you dry your hands. So it's very difficult to assume that just sitting there is called a niguv that would be part of the ma'aseh netila. So it would seem if you're just going to dry your hands out in the air, that's less than ideal. It's not the best way to go about doing things. Chazon Ish holds that it's okay in terms of reasons numbers 2 and 3, but in terms of reason number 1, it doesn't seem to be an ideal situation. What about using what we have over here in the dining room, the blow dryers to dry our hands? So in the Chuvas Betzalachach Mechel Dal Tzim Kuf Mem Aleph, he says it's absolutely no problem at all, as long as you use the revius of water to wash your hands in the first place. Why? Because in terms of the first reason of that the niguv has to be part of the netila, the niguv is considered part of the netila, who says that drying has to be with a towel? Drying could be any maisa you do. So by pushing a button and putting your hands there, so that's an active form of drying. That too is part of the netila. In terms of the second reason, that we're afraid that you're going to be mitame the bread, well, it doesn't seem that there's any sort of tumah issue whatsoever when you, especially if you use the revius of water, where even if your hands were still wet, it wouldn't be a tumah issue. But certainly when your hands are going to be dry. And in terms of the mius issue, that's clearly solved. The third reason that it's disgusting, that's clearly solved when your hands are dry. If your hands are dry, then they're not disgusting, and therefore it's not going to be a problem at all. Now he writes in a follow up tshuva, the Rabbi Tzal Stern in Chelek Hay of Betzalel Chachma Siman Lamed Beis, that using the dryer is considered a maisa niguv. I mean, someone tried to say, no, putting them under a dryer is not a maisa, you're not actually actively drying it, so how can you call that part of the maisa netila? So he says that too is considered a maisa niguv, like we pointed out before. Now, if you didn't use a revius of water on each hand, he says then it's better to use a towel, not to use an air dryer, because the revius of water sort of solves any potential tumah problem. So the best thing to do, if you're going to wash over here in the dining room, the Maridas of the camp, Rabbi Rosner Paskind, apparently a couple of years ago when they first installed these, that it was okay to have these for Netilas Sidayim. And the assumption is that people are going to use these big washing cups that they have over there, and you're not going to be lazy about it and, you know, pour just a tiny drop on your fingers. You're going to fill up the washing cup and wash properly. Anyway, a person is supposed to use, the Shulchan Aruch writes, person is supposed to use a lot of water when they wash Netilas Sidayim. It's a siman bracha to use a good amount of water when you wash Netilas Sidayim, so you shouldn't be cheap on the water. So use a decent amount of water when you wash until Sidayim, and then you're not going to have any concerns when you use the dryers, the air dryers, to dry your hand afterwards. It is important to note, to always point out, that since the bracha you make of Al Netilas Sidayim is going on the netila primarily, the washing of your hands primarily, it's just the niguv is also part of the process, but it's primarily on the netila. One is not allowed to speak after he washed his hands before saying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. A lot of people make this mistake. They'll wash their hands and they'll keep on talking until they dry them and say their Al Netilas Yadayim. That is strictly prohibited, and a person has to wash again if you do that. That would be, it's much more important not to speak then than it is to not speak after you finish the bracha and the niguv and before you ate the bread. That's not such a big deal if you speak between the niguv and eating the bread. It's a much bigger deal to speak after the netila before you actually made the bracha, which goes on that netila. But halacha lemaisa, the air dryers that we have in camp are perfectly permissible to use, and it's a valid way of doing netila sedayim. And according to the Chazon Ish, perhaps even if you don't have the air dryer, just to air dry your hands on their own might even be okay as a form of netila sedayim.